So first of all, can you describe to me what they are?
Yeah, so these masks are made by a Canadian company, i3 Biomedical, and they look like a standard medical mask or a surgical mask, but the company has developed a coating that coats the outside surface of their mask, and this coating is able to inactivate bacteria and viruses just by contact with them.
So how does this work? Does it destroy a virus?
Yeah, so the coating is a chemical that has been known for a long time to be antimicrobial, so it could kill bacteria and viruses. And the real breakthrough by this company was figuring out a way to attach it to the surface of the material, so to the surface of the textiles, and they've done this on masks, and they've done this on bandages and surgical gauze. And when this is present there, when the bacteria or viruses touch it, the bacteria become killed. So bacteria are alive and viable, but they become killed and you can't culture the bacteria anymore. And when viruses touch it, they become inactivated, so they can no longer infect their target cell. And so if we apply the virus to the material that the mask is made from, we normally can recover the virus back out and culture it. And when we infect human cells with it, it will kill these cells. But when we apply the virus to the mask itself with the coating on it, we can no longer recover any infectious virus. And when we administer it to the surface of human cells, the cells are totally fine. So there's nothing infectious left in the suspension.
Okay, so in the case of this particular mask, you would not be able to collect these masks afterwards and then study the virus that's on them.
No, yeah, the virus must be in there, the virus parts must be in there, but we didn't do electron microscopy, for example, to look and see if we can see the virus there or what happens to it. We just know that there's nothing left infectious, so when we try and recover it, there's nothing that we can detect at all, even using our most sensitive measures.
And you say that the virus is deactivated, so would it be possible that the virus could go somewhere else and activate once more?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. So the reason we say deactivated and not killed is because when a virus is outside of the cell, so if it's in the air, it's effectively inert. It's not metabolically active, and this is what differentiates viruses from things like bacteria, which are metabolically active. A virus doesn't do anything until it gets into its target cell. So it gets into in the case of SARS-CoV-2, it must get into a human cell. And then it takes over the cell and turns the cell into a factory to produce more virus. And so the reason we say deactivates instead of kills is because in some respects it's not alive when it's outside of the cell. It only becomes alive or starts to reprogram that target cell once it gets into it. And so our experiments that we use to test for infectiousness, whether there's any infectious virus there, effectively ends up being we apply the virus to human cells for 10 days. And over those 10 days, there's still no infectious virus detected. So there doesn't seem to be any reversion of the virus back to an infectious form.
All right. These masks are being sold in Canada?
Yeah. So this is a product that this company has made for years, and they've sold them to hospital workers and primarily, and they've sold them globally. So they sell in Europe and Asia and across the United States and less so in Canada for whatever reason. I think it's an example of as not appreciating what we have at home. Since this COVID-19 pandemic has started to wash up on the shores of Canada, they've started to produce a consumer package that has 5 masks, and they're sold in pharmacies across the country, and they're sold online. And so you can purchase them for use in the public.
Okay. In press release, and you mentioned it as well, it deactivates SARS-CoV-2 or COVID-19. Mm-hmm. Can it deactivate any other viruses?
Yeah, so the masks themselves had been tested with a variety of bacteria before and with a variety of viruses, including influenza virus, and it had been shown to kill those bacteria, which can cause other types of infection, and to kill the viruses or deactivate the viruses like influenza. And so really our testing was to determine whether we could extend this to SARS-CoV-2 and really was specifically trying to determine whether this material was also able to kill SARS-CoV-2, which is the virus that causes COVID-19 disease.
Yes. You're in those masks, you're using an antimicrobial coating. Mm-hmm. Is this in any way harmful to human beings or to human beings with certain conditions?
Yeah, that's a really important question. The mask itself, once they attach this chemical to the surface of the mask, there's two points, I guess. One is it's only on the outside surface, so it's away from your face. And the second is they tell me they've done tests for years and tried to find if any of it leaches off the mask into the environment. So if they suspend pieces of the mask in water, for example, does any of the chemical ever come off, and they haven't been able to detect it. So it seems to be really firmly attached and permanently attached to the outside surface of these masks. So hopefully that means we are not in contact with it to begin with, and even if we were, none of it would come off.
Okay. I assume this is a first in this field. There's no mask like this that would deactivate a virus? There's no rival to this mask?
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know of any other example of a mask that's been shown to deactivate SARS-CoV-2 yet. So this seems to be the first anyways. Whether others try to do the same thing using different types of material or different types of chemicals remains to be seen. But this is proprietary to i3 Biomedical. So this is their own formulation, and I think they have patent protection on this new technology.
So in theory, we could have festivals or other big meetings with hundreds of people, maybe thousands of people, and if they're all wearing properly this mask, there should be no contamination.
Oh, that's a big question. I think if in theory, if everyone is wearing a mask, and particularly if everyone is wearing a mask and everyone is careful where their hands go and what they touch and how close they are to everybody, then we should be able to really drop transmission very low. One of the benefits of this mask over a normal medical mask or a cloth mask is that if your hands get infected by touching something in the environment, and then we readjust the mask, and this is something that's very common when people don't normally wear a surgical or other mask, they're not comfortable, and we tend to adjust them constantly. And so if our hands are contaminated by touching a SARS-CoV-2 covered surface, or if our mask, the surface of our mask is contaminated, and then we use our hands to touch that, the hands can become infected. And if we touch our eyes or our mouth or our food later on, then we might infect ourselves. If the virus is brought to the outside surface of the mask, as you continually breathe in and out, it can work itself through the mask and you would inhale it. The coating on this mask should reduce the potential for that happening because it should be deactivated on the outside surface. And so it shouldn't be infectious after that. The other benefit of the mask is that if I'm sick and I'm wearing the mask, as I'm breathing out, the virus should be deactivated on its way out so that I'm less likely to infect somebody else.
All right. You're talking about people touching everything with their hands. Isn't that the next step gloves that could kill or deactivate, I should say, viruses?
Well, that's interesting, too. Yeah. Gloves are an interesting question as far as whether they are good or bad. In some respects, when people put gloves on, they become much more cavalier about what they touch in the environment, whereas in your bare hands, it tends to be that if you touch something, you'll recognize that your hand now maybe is contaminated, and you'll be more careful what you touch next, or you'll reduce the number of things that we touch. And so with this virus, it won't go through our skin, and so therefore bare hands are fine as long as you're aware what you're touching, and then if you either wash your hands or use a disinfectant to kill any virus that gets on the surface of your hands. And so whether the two questions that come, I guess, from what you've asked, and the whether they can couple this chemical to the outside of the glove, I would suspect so, because they can do it to a couple of different textiles. They do it to bandages and gauzes that they use to cover wounds. But then whether these are a benefit or whether people feel even more cavalier because they feel like this glove is going to deactivate or kill bacteria and viruses would be a question that would be really an interesting study.
All right. Well, sounds good for me. Thank you very much for taking time to answer my few questions.
My pleasure. Hopefully that's helpful.
Oh, it is. No worries.
Okay.